And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of July, 2012. It was on this date, 1881, Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett in New Mexico Territory. Billy the Kid was an Irish kid from New York City, William McCarty Jr., and he was working for a rancher named John Tunstall, who had opened a store in a county, Lincoln County, that had long been monopolized by a businessman named Lawrence Murphy. So there developed a power struggle between the two different factions, each side with its own lawyers and criminals. And Tunstall was on the losing side. He was killed by a sheriff's posse in 1878. And Billy the Kid, who had been quite close to Tunstall, retaliated by ambushing and killing the sheriff and a deputy. He was on the run for a couple of years. He was captured, then escaped jail again. Finally, the new sheriff, Pat Garrett, went up to Fort Sumner, and with two deputies in tow, he ambushed Billy the Kid at the fort, and he shot him. Billy the Kid, 22 years old. Billy the Kid, the subject of novels and poems, dozens of movies, and songs by Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, music by Aaron Copland, song by Marty Robbins, and many, many others. And today is the 100th birthday of Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, born in Okemah, Oklahoma, 1912. He was a sign painter who took up music, started playing music on a guitar that he found in the street. And during the Dust Bowl, the mid-30s, he followed workers who were moving to California, and he began to write songs about them. One of his first famous songs was "So Long, It's Been Good to Know You." Like many people, Woody Guthrie thought the Depression was a sign that capitalism had collapsed, and he wrote a column for the Communist Party newspaper, The Daily Worker, a column called "Woody Says," though he never officially joined the Communist Party. He wrote "Pastures of Plenty," "This Train is Bound for Glory," and "This Land is Your Land," as a response to Irving Berlin's "God Bless America." Today's the birthday of the Swedish director and writer Ingmar Bergman, born in Uppsala, 1918. His father, a very strict Lutheran minister, gave out harsh punishments for even the smallest infractions. Bergman lost his religious faith by the age of 8, and he got a little projector, a magic lantern, and he began putting on shows, studied theater in college, made his way into the film business, rewriting screenplays. His first big international success came with Smiles of a Summer Night in 1955, followed by The Seventh Seal and Wild Strawberries. And here's a poem for today, a poem by Paul Hostofsky, entitled "Not the End of the World." "Unhand her, vagabond," was my one line in the school play. I had the part of the cop, a minor role, compared to Beth Levine's, the heroine, or Billy Weisenkopf's, the vagabond. Still, I took my part seriously. So, although he forgot to take her hand, right on cue, I yelled, "Unhand her, vagabond." And it struck me, and everyone else, that my line made no sense. Then I knew, this is the kind of mistake that will end the world. A question of bad timing will hang in the air like an empty trapeze swinging above the smoke of that final disaster. Someone will utter a word too late to take back, reach for a hand that's not there, and "It's Not the End of the World" will not be spoken. A poem by Paul Hostofsky, "Not the End of the World," from his collection Bending the Notes, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.